2 days ago, we marked Veterans Day to honor those who've served in the U.S. military. But many who return from service find themselves, for a number of reasons, without a place to live, other than on the streets or maybe in a park. A huge effort is underway to eliminate veteran homelessness in Phoenix. Yesterday, the Phoenix City Council approved $100,000 in the attempt to end chronic homelessness among veterans. With me to talk about that effort and other aspects of homelessness are Mike McQuaid, member of the Board of Directors for the Human Services Campus, where he was formerly managing director, and Sean Price, Homeless Veteran Services Coordinator at the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. Guys, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Sean, let's start off with how big a problem veteran homelessness is and how Phoenix has been able to get such a jump on it over the past couple of years.
Well, roughly 4 years ago, our homeless veterans made up roughly 25% of the general homeless population. And that's at the point in 2010, the Arizona Department of Veterans Services developed the Arizona Action Plan in Homelessness Among Veterans. It's a statewide plan, and that's our foundation for our community to end homelessness among veterans by 2015. In the city of Phoenix, in Maricopa County, you did see roughly 50 to 55% of the general homeless veteran population was in Maricopa County on the statewide level. So. But with our recent initiatives targeting our chronically homeless veterans, we've made a huge a dent in that, as roughly a 62% decrease in the last year or so.
Mike, how has that dent happened? And when we don't have vets on the streets anymore, where do they go?
Well, it's happened through a collaboration amongst all the providers and both from the private and public sectors. As you mentioned last night, Steve, the city did approve a $100,000 grant to help with this final push to house our last remaining homeless, chronically homeless veterans. And as Sean mentioned, that's always made up about 25% of the people in our homeless shelters and on the street. But we've reduced that number greatly. And the fact that the city has stepped up to help us with that final push is a big, big plus. But it really has been the community coming together, Maricopa County, the state of Arizona, city of Phoenix have all stepped up. And also on the other side, private foundations and corporations have supported us, and all the organizations have come together and really addressed this on a regional issue. And those individuals now, that we have the vouchers in place to help with rental assistance, to get them into their own apartment, their own space to live. And that money that was given yesterday will be the final money we need to navigate the system. It's to hire navigators to help homeless veterans get into housing and then stay into housing. That's the key.
Sean, how big a difference will this make, even as vets try to rebuild their lives, just knowing they have a roof over their heads?
It's a big change for them. With the Housing First model approach, is you get that homeless veteran that's been living on the streets on an average of 8 years directly into housing, and then they no longer have to fight to survive on the streets. And then the community comes together and wraps services around that veteran who is no longer homeless, and they can, instead of fear of where they're going to sleep the next night or get food, now they can start working on the issues that created their homelessness. That could be mental health, substance abuse, it could be an economic status challenge. So, I mean, that Housing First, especially for our chronically homeless, is extremely important.
Let's dig into that just a little bit more, because I think people want to know, why is it that so many vets, at least as a percentage, are homeless? When they come back, is it attributable to, is there something more in common? You mentioned mental health. Is there a PTSD issue? Is there something where they've lost connection with their families because of the experience that they had that maybe their family can't quite understand?
Definitely. Well, the average homeless person, I think it's roughly now 75% of our homeless is because of economic status. Mm-hmm. But you take a veteran now that has come back from, especially with the recent wars, multiple deployments, they are facing a lot more challenges than the general homeless population. As you mentioned, PTSD is a huge factor, being disjointed from the family, coming back with a high unemployment rate. I mean, there's a lot of extra factors that compound when it comes to a veteran that becomes homeless than I would say the general homeless population. And that's why it's important that we address those issues that the veteran is facing.
Mike, in a broader community sense, how important is it to find places for people to live? How much of a difference is that just making the everyday lives of people who are not homeless and don't know people who are homeless?
It's a huge challenge, because the individuals that we deal with don't have the resources that most others do to get into housing, to have a utility deposit or pay that first and last month's rent and all those sorts of things. It's a big effort that's going on to eliminate those barriers to housing. And the community has really come together. That's the thing that's most gratifying to me, who've been around this issue for many, many years, is to see now how the community is rallying around this, particularly for veterans. I don't think you talk to anybody that doesn't recognize that it's just not right to have a veteran on the streets. And that was mentioned at the city council last night. The measure passed unanimously. And across the board, no matter what persuasion of politics you are, everybody agrees that we should have no veteran on our streets.
Mike, this is a big question, maybe one that's hard to answer, because it's, even with the efforts of the two of you and many, many, many other people, finding a way to end chronic homelessness among veterans is obviously a tremendous goal and a very important thing. But once you get past that point, we can't be babysitters for people, I guess. So my concern is, after they maybe reach that step, are there things that could potentially be in place, you talk about navigators, to help people, without being on top of them all the time, help them to not sink back into that?
Yes, actually, Steve, you've hit it right on the nail on the head, in that the support services are critical to success of these programs, and that's the component that we really make sure that we provide when somebody moves into housing. I told a story yesterday at the council meeting about an individual that I've known that's my age, a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. So on the streets for months and months and years living out of a shopping cart. But once he got into housing and he got those support services, he's now been employed for over 3 years. This is somebody that you'd have seen him before, you'd have never thought he could be employed. He was mentally ill. He had a lot of issues that Sean mentioned. But those were overcome by housing and the support services to help him.
Sean, can you talk more about support services and what could be provided and what would make the biggest impact?
The biggest impact, especially with our chronic side, is that, and what's going to be helped from the funding from the City of Phoenix, the Valley Sun United Way, the Maricopa Industrial Development Authority, and the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, the funding there that is being with Project HD Vets is we're contracting out with Community Bridges for the navigation services. And what that is a peer support specialist that can assist that veteran that we have placed into housing that's chronically homeless and assist them with all the needs that they have to maintain their housing. And on top of that, you have the HUD-VASH voucher, which comes with case management services from the Phoenix VA healthcare system. So that veteran that we are housing has multiple levels of support with individuals from those two agencies. But it does take an entire community to support the chronic, because you're talking about the individuals are long-term homeless. There's a lot of issues and underlying issues. And it takes a whole community to help that veteran maintain their housing. So it's very important that in this collaboration we have.
And Sean, when we're talking about folks who are mentally ill, are there some who are just resistant, who don't trust that you're trying to help them, and they've got other issues going on?
Sure, there's plenty of long-term homeless veterans or even general chronic homeless on the streets mm-hmm. that are service resistant. And, you know, the key to that is nobody wants to be homeless. Like we said, there is underlying conditions that's created their homelessness. And the key is with our robust outreach system that has been created over the last couple of years, is that we continually engage those individuals. You know, it might take 10 times before that individual is going to come off the streets and into housing, but we won't give up, and we will continue to outreach, especially to the homeless veterans.
And I think, Steve, I would add to that The peer support is very, very important in this process. The navigators, as we call them, have been there. They've lived this. They've been on the streets. For the most part, they are people that have overcome their homelessness and are now giving back and working with. And so when somebody comes up that's on the street and sees me, they might not want to engage me. But when they see somebody that they know was there before, that's very important.
Mike McQuaid of the Human Services Campus, Sean Price, Homeless Veteran Services Coordinator at the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. We'll continue our conversation just coming up in a minute or so. And later this hour, we'll talk about Valley Fever. It's Valley Fever Awareness Week. Stay tuned. It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. A few more minutes left in our conversation about homelessness, particularly veterans' homelessness around the Valley. Mike McQuaid, member of the Board of Directors for the Human Services Campus, is with me. Also, Sean Price, Homeless Veterans Services Coordinator at the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Sean, before we leave the specific topic of veterans' homelessness, I want to get into this competitive aspect of it, where Phoenix is such a leader in trying to eliminate veterans' homelessness. How important is a competitive aspect of this to say we want to be the first to do such an important thing?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, competitiveness comes out in everybody, you know, but I think the key to that competitiveness is by Phoenix announcing how close we are to end chronic homelessness among veterans, it has blown up across the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's, at the end of the day, that benefits the homeless veterans, because all those communities, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Philly, are now re-energized to end chronic illnesses among veterans. And, you know, we do want to be the first, and we will be the first to end chronic illnesses among veterans in Phoenix.
How big a concern is this still going to be going forward as far as a cyclical aspect of things? When we consider, even though many vets have returned, there are still vets, Iraq, Afghanistan, who will come back. So this is obviously not an issue we can let drop.
Definitely. I mean, we have to continue to support our veterans that are returning. Prevention services are critical, and the state and federal government are working diligently to provide funding and resources for those prevention services because, you know, like we spoke a little bit earlier, a lot of these men and women coming back from recent wars have had multiple deployments, and they are going to be facing a lot of challenges. The great thing, different from the Vietnam era, is that it is bigger on the radar. There are more services in place, and we will continue to work hard to prevent homelessness among our veterans.
Mike, as a businessman, best practices often come into play when it comes to these things. So is Phoenix already a leader in those things?
No question. Steve, I had a conversation this morning with some HUD officials in Washington, D.C., and it almost always comes up about, hey, what are you guys doing out there in Phoenix? Because we hear you're going to be the first city in the country to end chronic homelessness among veterans. So we have become known as a real first best practice, first in our in that category across the country. And it really is that collaboration piece that I've mentioned earlier. It's how the providers have come together, where we have leading organizations that, in a sense, have always competed for dollars, competed for to protect their piece of the turf. And now we have Mark Holleran from Central Arizona Shelter Services and Darlene Newsom from UMOM at the table together and working with us about this issue. And I think the veteran issue has been so well received, and it rightly so, that it's set a model and set a precedent for how we go forward. As you say, it's always going to be an issue we have to deal with. We can get to functional zero, certainly, but that doesn't mean we won't have people that have challenges and get to homelessness. But we'll be able to meet those challenges more quickly and focus more dollars and resources into prevention. Mm-hmm. Heretofore, it's been always into shelter. It's always been into those services of food, shelter, clothing. Now we can, through permanent supportive housing, prove it's an economic model that works. It's less costly on the community to put people in permanent supportive housing than it is to keep them in shelters.
Mike, only about a minute or so left, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk a little more specifically about the Human Services Campus and its role. You've been heavily involved in that. In less than a minute, can you tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm very proud to talk about the campus. It is, as I mentioned earlier, our best practice model for the country. We have cities from all over the United States coming out. Las Vegas was here last week with a contingency to see how did we do it, how can we replicate that in our community. And it is, the whole premise was, Steve, to bring people together, to collaborate together like I do in my private business. How can I put the best team together to solve a problem? And we've done that successfully now. We celebrated our 8th anniversary last year, and we're doing wonderful works there. And again, we've set the model for the region. How can the other parts of the Valley, the West Valley, the East Valley, deal with homelessness in a positive way?
Mike McQuaid, Sean Price, thanks so much for the discussion today, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.